Paul, I get the Harvard Business Review at home.
Really?
And they sent me a bunch of, you know, magazines and all that, which I sort of glance at, you know.
Yeah.
You know, I read them with Vet Bill. And they're all AI.
Yeah.
Every issue.
Everything.
AI, EIO. It's so in. Omar Sadiq is expert on this, Bloomberg Government technology reporter. And oh, today's a soiree. And Omar, I'm going to editorialize with three people, and the guy from Google I'll sort of give a pass to, but basically know nothing about AI. Andrew Ng, Fei-Fei Li, Andrej Karpathy, Demis Hassabis, Ian Goodfellow, Yann LeCun, Jeremy Howard, Ruslan Salahuddinov, Jeffrey Hitton, he's a real deal, Alex Smola, Rana Kaloubi, and Daphne Kohler. Those are some of the names lined up on a list of people that actually understand the rage that is artificial intelligence. What does Elon Musk over tea with Chuck Schumer know about AI?
I mean, that's what they're here to find out. I mean, we have Elon Musk in the room, Mark Zuckerberg, Sundar Pichai, Satya Nadella. Bill Gates just walked in.
Whoa.
He didn't take any questions. But we just saw OpenAI CEO Sam Altman. He'll be in the room, and he just spoke to us as he entered. And he hopes to convey to senators that this is an important, urgent, and in his words, in some ways, unprecedented moment. And so they're still lining it. They're still coming in. The event starts at 10 a.m., and they will be here all day
right.
for a private discussion on AI.
Okay, so Satya Nadella, cricket player that he is, has deep, deep experience in hiring and retaining brains on artificial intelligence. I mean, he and a few of the other names you mentioned, they're really, really good at this. What do they want out of this meeting? They want Washington to just go away?
No, they want Washington to be a part of this conversation on AI. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has brought in these tech leaders for the purpose of building out that partnership and building out that conversation on how Washington should confront the question of this AI boom. And so they're really here for the purpose of educating senators, because Congress really woke up to this technology the way the rest of the world did with the launch of ChatGPT and then these concerns of, you know, widespread disinformation, job loss, and now a big threat that's been a topic of conversation is AI-driven weapons. And so he's bringing in these executives to get senators just more comfortable with the issue to eventually help them craft legislation down the road.
Is this a Democratic-led event today, or is this going to be bipartisan? Are we going to have people from all across government there? Because this is going to be, I can't even comprehend how Congress would even think about getting its head around this technology.
Right. No, that's a great question. This is bipartisan. It has been bipartisan since these efforts and this the topic of AI has sort of circulated on the Hill since the spring. So, yes, we have Senate Majority Leader Schumer leading the event, but his Republican partner on this, Senator Mike Rounds, Republican from South Dakota, will also be talking to these tech leaders today. And we're expecting to see a wide range of senators, because this is going to affect each of the areas that, you know, they oversee on their committees. AI is going to impact agriculture, financial services, education, healthcare, and so on. And so Senate Majority Leader Schumer believes he needs this all hands on deck approach when it comes to harnessing this technology.
Is there a sense within Congress, or I guess I'll make it more open-ended, what is the sense in Congress about how it should regulate or interact or support AI? What's the feeling today?
The feeling right now is there is a sense of, we understand this technology has the ability to do good, you know, to create change, to make advancements in these sectors that I just mentioned as well. But at the same time, they are looking to create some sort of guardrails in place to protect Americans from some of the harms, from disinformation, from job displacement. And so they're trying to strike a balance right now while promoting innovation, but at the same time mitigating these dangers.
That sounds like science fiction to me.
I know, but
how do politicians in Washington look out 5 years short term or 20 years and affect the labor makeup of America through policy prescription now?
And you think about some of the hearings we've had, Tom, about technology and what our Congress folks just do not understand about technology. How they're going to wrap their head around this one, I'm not sure. So, right. Oma, I mean, what is there any kind of, I guess, takeaway that is expected to come out of today? Is there going to be any deliverables, or is it just a, hey, let's just talk?
I mean, it is a private discussion, but we are expecting to at least have some time with senators to ask questions as to how productive the conversation went and what they really got out of it. But, you know, I will say they're not starting from scratch. I mean, plenty of the experts who have been involved in AI for a while now say there are existing laws, existing statutes that Congress can build off of when it comes to considering AI regulation.
Oh, I want to help you with your reporting today on this. I think it's really important. We've got a camera here on Mr. Zuckerberg outside the Kennedy caucus room in Washington, and I can report to you that Mr. Zuckerberg is more cut and chiseled than any of the senators, Republican or Democrat. Oma, thank you so much. That's news you can use.
Yeah, that is.
Oma, thank you so much. Oma Siddiq with us here on AI.